This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Who does Joey McGuire want to play in a home-and-home series? We'll do a little college football, Darty. We'll get into the C-note, followed by Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. We do have Kamar Rocker, your Rangers pitcher, at 5:20 on your home of Texas Rangers baseball. First pitch tonight just after 8 o'clock, looking to bounce back after another heartbreaker last night. But, man, Joey McGuire, Eric, I just saw this as he was on the podium there. We do a little college football, Darty. He's asked about some teams that maybe he'd like to play. Brian brought us, how about a home-and-home with LSU? Joey's calling out you Tigers. I'd love to play LSU. I'd love to play a Big Ten team. I'd love to do a home-and-home with LSU, is what Joey McGuire was quoted as.
Yeah, that's a pretty good situation. I think LSU, you know, LSU's mainly got alumni base Dallas-Houston. But, you know, out there, the fans out there at Jones Stadium, I think it would be a great atmosphere. Might be a fun atmosphere for the Texas Tech fans to get to go to Baton Rouge.
Yeah,
and like I say, as long as they make those things night games and stuff like that, I'm all for this.
And I like it with the expanded playoff now. I think there's less. I don't think the committee anymore is holding you as responsible as they had to when it was four teams now mm-hmm. versus 12, or even if they go back to 16 if it keeps expanding, but. Like LSU and Clemson, which will play this year, the LSU-Florida State matchups.
Yeah, see.
If you lose one, it's not like, oh, our season's over now.
I am okay with LSU playing. Now, they haven't won with Brian Kelly. They haven't won one of these opening games. They lose to USC last year.
But
see, this is where I'm at. I am totally okay with playing these games, but let's make them home games for, you know, like I say, the fact that you're going to Clemson to play and then potentially turn around.
Yeah, don't do the neutral site.
Yeah,
like Chick-fil-A
we tried to do it with Texas, and it was, this is when they were in the Big 12, mm-hmm. was we tried to do it where it was home and home, and then COVID, and then, you know,
Texas never got to go to LSU.
Texas never got to come to Baton Rouge, and so eventually they will, but I'm okay with LSU playing Florida State and USC and anybody else opening day. I just want it to be home and home. I don't want it.
I'm with you.
It's none of the neutral crap.
Well, yeah. They got beat by, now they had the game the first time that they played Florida State, they played it in New Orleans there at the Superdome.
That was the wild ending.
That was
right?
They missed extra points and blocked field goals, and
Jared Verse wrecked that game.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then the Florida State on the back end went to that game was played in Orlando. And LSU lost both games. Give me home field.
Yeah, go play
games.
In Tallahassee. Go play
in
exactly. Baton
Rouge. That's the experience I want my team to have. Like going to play at Notre Dame, we did that one year when I was in Baton Rouge. I mean, late in the year, we went up and played at South Bend. It was Jerry Faust's last home game at Notre Dame, but the next week they got beat by Miami like 58-3, and he got fired. And I just remember how cool it was to play, to say, oh, man, we got to play at Notre Dame. We got to play at Ohio State. Yeah, we got to play at USC. Those were not only do you get to go play at, you know, in Tuscaloosa and Florida Field and George and these places, but you get to go to these other Yeah. Now, I mean, it would be cool.
Like Bennett road tripping to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, see, LSU.
Now that's an every year thing.
LSU played Wisconsin 1 year, but it was in Green Bay. It was at Lambeau Field. No, go to Camp Randall Stadium and
jump around.
Experience that. That's what's cool about college football.
Yeah.
Not these neutral site games. Not me. Neutral site's cool when it's the playoffs.
Sure.
But when it's
like the Cotton Bowl is there's tradition there. But otherwise, you're right. You're losing a lot of luster. Like the greatest cocktail party. Like even Georgia, Florida, I think would be cooler if they did it at the Swamp and between the hedges.
Well, see,
the home and home.
There's some places like, would Texas OU be better if it was home and home?
Maybe. I mean, there's something awesome about the Cotton Bowl and the 50-yard line. You get the burnt orange and the crimson.
Yeah.
But
it's a cool aesthetic.
Cream. It is. I would love to have
the opportunity. If I was Texas, I would love the opportunity to host Oklahoma. And I'm sure that Oklahoma would love the fact that next year to host Texas. And I'm not trying to kill tradition. There's some that need to be, like, I think Army-Navy needs to be played in one spot. I don't think it needs to bounce around to New York, to Baltimore, to
Philly.
I think it needs to be played in Philadelphia is where it needs to be played. Texas OU, maybe there's some games that you just don't mess with. Forever, Alabama and Auburn played at Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Forever. And then they moved the game to where they made it a home and home.
It's been better.
And we've seen the kick six, and we've seen
at fourth and God knows how long
17 or what, fourth and eight, we've seen great games being played at the home venues. So I'm all for that.
I love UCF coach Scott Frost on what he learned from sucking so bad at Nebraska. Quote, don't take the wrong job.
That's what he said.
He's just lashing out. He's like, I'm not going to look in the mirror. Man. I'm not going to blame myself.
Yeah.
That was a bad job.
That's got to be just the worst feeling, too, when you go back to your alma mater and you're thinking, like, here we go, and then it goes so terribly that now, like, that relationship's broken.
I will say this, and this is one of the reasons why I'm doing radio, is because I thought coming to work for the Dallas Cowboys, working for the hometown team, was going to be a great thing. And there's a lot of experiences and stuff that, I've had better media experiences here than I've had working with DallasCowboys.com than working with the actual scouting department. And so to me, that's one of those jobs where you come back thinking, man, I'm going to go work for the hometown team and boy, we're going to get this thing rolling and all that.
I'm going to be a hero.
Yeah. And you don't. And then your
friends, I'm going to get a statue.
Yeah. And then your friends look at you like, what the F are you guys doing
Thanks
over
a
there?
Lot.
What are you doing over there? Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? That kind of crap.
That's tough.
Yeah. And that's when you look in the mirror and go, man, should I have done this?
Yeah.
Should I have left?
Is that the most painful professional experience going through for you personally?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think because
you wanted it so bad.
I'd been to Super Bowls. I'd been to NFC Championship games, playoff games. I mean, I've been to Philadelphia. We had a poor season, the one, but the next year, I mean, we were on the way of getting the draft. Andy Reid, we were going to get it right. But then we got let out. And I just kind of like, but Dallas was bad just because I grew up going to these games. I knew how important it was to the fan base.
I think we can hear that in CY's voice too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. With the team struggling. And it's like, that's his hometown team.
You feel a responsibility and a different type of responsibility.
Oh, you. There's no doubt when we with 5-11 those three seasons, I just said can't, man. I need to do something else. I can't do this anymore.
Let's go do some podcasts,
Yeah. Do something else.
I respect that.
Go fishing.
If you want to feel a little bit old here, I'm looking at Notre Dame's 2026 recruiting class. I'm seeing guys like Devin Fitzgerald, son of
Larry Fitzgerald's kid, yeah.
Thomas Davis Jr. Of course, son
the linebacker?
Of Thomas Davis. Thomas Davis may be one of the most underrated players of our generation.
We were talking about him at Carolina yesterday.
Played with a broken forearm or whatever in the Super Bowl. Still was dominant. So his son, Larry Fitzgerald's son, and Jermichael Finley's son, all a part of Notre Dame's 2026 recruiting class.
Green Bay Packer.
How about that?
That's wild.
And obviously, Arch Manning getting a ton of hype. Plenty of these quarterbacks are, to some extent, none more than Arch. But I saw Ryan Clark talking about Bryce Underwood at Michigan.
Yeah.
He says, I've seen Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Jaden Daniels all at this age. Underwood is better than every single one of them.
That was an LSU recruit right there.
That's a high bar. That's a high bar.
Said, hey, I'll offer you a little more money. Well, they offered, yeah,
it's a shame that we did not come up with more money to keep that young man at LSU. But man, my hope is, I hope he does fine. I really do. I'm disappointed that we weren't able to keep him, but that's what college, recruiting used to be a lot of disappointment. It's not disappointment anymore, because if you're a bad team, you could go out and you could spend money and make your team better. There was a time when you were kind of stuck with, and now you don't have to be stuck with. You can move on from players. And like, you know, they move on from you, you can move on from them and then go get better players.
The early returns on the EA Sports college football game is pretty impressive. I'm seeing clips all over the place. The graphics look amazing. All the little details with the weather and the different environments and the ways that they're trying to ice kickers and stuff like that. I mean, they're pretty buttoned up with the details on this. I saw the best player at each position in college football, 26. The best quarterback, the highest rated quarterback in the game, Cade Klubnik.
Okay.
Out of Clemson.
Yeah.
Of course, the best wide receiver is Jeremiah Smith. He's 99 overall and apparently just a total cheat code in the game.
He got the 99 on there as a sophomore.
Best running back in the game is Notre Dame's Jeremiah Love.
Hey, Jeremiah Love, that's another name as a Heisman contender. Can maybe throw him in there.
Remember, there was a Love that played at Stanford that was a running back.
He should have, maybe it was Bryce Love.
Yeah, Bryce Love.
Bryce Love.
He should have come out. He went back.
And
he was also really small.
Yep.
How about this at tight end, Walchuk? Vanderbilt, Eli Stowers.
Dude, former quarterback at Denton Geyer, went to A&M as a quarterback, then made the move to tight end, and now he's really good.
He's rocking as a mock draft first round. Yes. He was a local high school quarterback, goes to A&M, as Walchuk mentioned, and then pivots to tight end, and now at Vanderbilt, he's, according to the video game, the best tight end in the country. The best offensive lineman is at Alabama. The best edge rusher and the best defensive tackle, both at Clemson.
Okay.
Texas has the best linebacker, Anthony Hill Jr. The best corners at Tennessee and the best safety, of course, Caleb Downs at Ohio State. So Clemson, though, with the most
Clemson,
in terms of quarterback, edge rusher, defensive tackle, best players in the game.
They got a good shot this year.
Here's a running list of the largest wagers to win the college football playoff at legal sports books, Walchuk.
Legal.
You have a $300,000 bet on the Longhorns to win the Natty at +500. That'll win $1.5 million. There's a $200,000 bet on Penn State to win the Natty at +750. That would also win $1.5 million. And those are probably two of the best rosters in all of college football.
Yeah.
So I totally get it. Like, which quarterback can be the best? Which coach? I mean, who do you trust more? Probably Sark over James Franklin. And at this point, it's hard to say, but Drew Aller, I don't know. There's
something about Penn State and James Franklin against a team that's as good, if not better, than you.
It's hard to trust.
It's always hard to trust, especially with like Ohio State on the schedule. You know,
they're going to lose to Ohio State, Michigan.
They're going to lose a game that like they're going to lose to a big team, and you know,
it's Unsky.
It's
Notre Dame,
$115K bet on Clemson to win the Natty. For $1.5 million. Those are your biggest bets right now in college football. I do like that one.
Clemson's got, I think it's their best roster since their last national championship victory.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah, they got a lot of good players over with Clemson. Now, The Athletic put out the top 100 current rivalries in college football. Now, there's a lot on here, obviously, if you're going through 100. But Baylor and Texas Tech were at 82.
Hmm.
Southern and Grambling made it at 81.
The Bayou Bucket.
You had North Carolina Duke, which is thought of as a basketball rivalry, at 77. I thought Clemson Georgia was pretty low at 76. Baylor and Texas A&M was at 74. Problem is, like, when's the last time Baylor and A&M played each other, right?
Yeah.
Like, that one's kind of that's leaving us now. LSU and A&M's at 71.
That's a good rivalry right there.
It's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. You had USC and Cal at 68. LSU Florida at 64. That might be my favorite color clash. When you have the blue of the Florida Gators and then the purple and the yellow of LSU. Like, I love the way that those jerseys clash with each other.
Oh, yeah. Especially you play at Florida Field and they'll go blue jerseys, white pants.
Yes.
That's and the orange helmets.
Looks so good.
Great look.
You had K-State, Kansas was at 50. Miami and Florida. I mean, that used to be epic. All the way down at 58.
We watched that film early in the year, right? Early in the year.
One.
Yeah, week one game. Yeah.
And
at the Swamp.
Florida got just destroyed in that game. That was Cam Ward's. And then eventually they went to DJ Lagway. They should have just started Lagway. Mm-hmm.
They should have started Lagway.
But he's been
Graham Mertz, right?
Yes, the Wisconsin
and
transfer.
And then they stayed loyal to him. He got hurt and
just silly. Tennessee, Georgia's at 53. TCU SMU at 46 on the list.
This Iron Skillet, right?
Yep. Texas and Arkansas comes in at 38.
There's been historic games in that series.
Absolutely, and now we've got it back. This year it'll go back to Austin. TCU Baylor comes in at 35 on the athletics list.
Wasn't there a time, though, that TCU and Baylor played for a right to maybe be in the playoff?
Yeah, well, they both ended up getting...
And they both...
Like screwed over.
Yeah, they both got worked.
Missed out on it.
Yeah.
I think they ended up being ranked like 4 and 5 that year, 5 and 6. Right outside. You had Oklahoma State at 25.
Bedlam, right?
They got to figure out a way to get Bedlam going again. I mean, that's like Texas A&M and Texas not playing each other. You have Michigan Notre Dame at 18. Auburn, Georgia at 17. Texas and Texas A&M is at 15 on this list.
Texas and Texas A&M?
At 15.
Should be in the top 8.
Absolutely. Your top 10, you had Minnesota, Wisconsin at 10.
I think we're playing for a pig there.
What are we doing? Florida State at 9.
Wait, Wisconsin and Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Paul Bunyan's axe.
Oh, that is the axe. They got a big picture of the axe here.
Yeah, Paul Bunyan's axe. I'm sorry.
Florida State at 9. Ohio State, Penn State at 8.
What?
Miami, Florida State at 7. That's a badass rivalry.
Bunch of wide right games. Mm-hmm. I remember one time watching college film, though. You could take that Florida State-Miami film, that game, and you could see like 20 first-round NFL players playing.
Yeah, just start building your board from that game.
Those are legendary squads. Nebraska OU at 6.
They don't do that one much anymore, huh?
USC Notre Dame comes in at 5. Army-Navy at 4. Oklahoma-Texas at 3. Auburn, Alabama at 2, and then Michigan, Ohio State at 1. But I was surprised at how low Texas A&M was on this thing.
Texas A&M should be in that top 10.
Absolutely. Like, what are we doing? We got to get Minnesota. Unless, like, I am overlooking how big that rivalry is for those schools, Minnesota and Wisconsin.
It just seems like that Wisconsin's kind of had the upper hand on that one.
I couldn't tell you anything about that rivalry. Like one,
they do play for a cool axe. So I think the axe is like cool. 6 foot axe. Yeah, it's crazy.
Axe look cool.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's some of your college football darty here. So we get you set. College football, Big 12 media days. We'll have Ari Temkin on tomorrow. He's out there working with Big 12 radio. And I can't wait to pick his brain on some of the stuff that they've been talking about. And we had the AD at OU has also stepped down. Castiglione.
Why'd he step down?
Must have another job lined up. I'm sure Carter Freeman knows. College football Carter's probably like, maybe this is a good thing for OU. Maybe they needed it. I mean, the hiring, the firings. We'll see what happens moving forward. All right, let's get into a C-note. Where are the Cowboys in Bill Barnwell's annual playmaker rankings? And Dak talking about his connection with George Pickens. That's next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The fan.
All right, it's time for the C-Note here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in on a Toxic Tuesday, of course. We are just over 2 hours away from your G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. We'll have Kamar Rocker in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Looking forward to that baseball conversation. Krusty's Corner in about 15 minutes. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one have been hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's the Woolly Bully.
All righty, a big commit real quick. Jalen Lott out of Panther Creek in Frisco, just committed to go to Oregon. Yeah, over Texas, who was a big favorite there. USC and LSU, big athletic two-way star. He's an absolute freak. I am assuming he's probably going to play on the offensive side of the ball there at Oregon, but that's a big get for Dan Lanning and the Ducks, especially after he says, I'm good. I'm not going to go to Texas and LSU. I'll go and play at Oregon. So congratulations to Jalen Lott, local product at Frisco.
Do you kind of feel like, though, that you could get disappointed if you're Texas and LSU at this point for at least for a year and then realize that things might not work out. He might not walk in the class in the rain every day.
Yeah, definitely changed.
And all of a sudden he's only catching 27 balls instead of, 87 and, now.
Yeah, it's not goodbye forever. It's more of a maybe see you later.
I kind of feel like that if you lose some of these guys, you can get them on the way back. You could have a shot on the way back. Yeah, you're going to maybe make it work for a year. And then all of a sudden, because these kids, it always seems like that these 4-5-star recruit guys are just saying, you know what? I'm not in it for the long haul here at Oregon.
Kind of mercenaries.
Or I'm here for the long haul. When you got guys leaving Alabama, places like that, Ohio State, they're leaving those schools, then I'm sad about losing a recruit.
Nobody's safe.
But I've kind of figured out that maybe I can. I mean, I know LSU just hired a coach from Ole Miss. It's supposed to be like a really, really, really good recruiter. But how hard is it to like recruit guys and then keep your guys?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I always feel like, we lost the guy for the year. We'll see him. See him next year.
That's the next step. You got to be able to not only recruit him out of high school, but if they end up being good, how can I keep him in my facility? Cowboys have signed a new deal to keep training camp in Oxnard, California through 2030, fellas. So it's been the summer home for the Cowboys for 45 years, including the last 20. We'll be going out there starting the 21st. We'll have coverage. Brian will be out there representing our show with the KNC Mashpiece. Then we'll fly out with Sean and RJ and Bobby on the 27th. So looking forward to that. Always one of our favorite trips every single year. But Cowboys are going to be continuing training camp in Oxnard through 2030after the team and officials inked a new deal.
Yeah, it just makes so much sense. I mean, John Hickman, who works on the marketing side, a long time ago when we were in San Antonio, and literally I remember standing on the tower with Jerry Jones and Steven and Jerry Jr. and Larry Lacewell, and we were in Wichita Falls, and it was like 105 degrees. And Jerry goes, this is madness. This is absolute madness. We're going to have a player die here. And that was the whole thing with Corey Stringer. Remember all that was going on with the Vikings? And
yeah, died of heat stroke.
And Jerry sent John Hickman out to California. The Raiders used to be at this facility, you know, and then they moved to Napa and stuff. And John spotted it and, you know, got the deal. But that right there, I cannot imagine a more perfect place to practice football. With the grass, the temperature, you don't have to survive practice. Like when we were at Wichita Falls in those days, you had to survive practice. You couldn't even work because it was so hard on you to be able to, you know, to function at practice. You're just
miserable.
You're tired. You're miserable. You can't think. It's not conducive to good football. And you guys have been out there several years now. I just can't imagine a better place to practice football where, like, you're right there, the fields, the locker room, your room. I mean, you're walking.
All in that same area.
All that same area. There's nothing you have to do, you know, but just to go out and practice football at that place. And
yeah, it's a beautiful setup. I do wonder, like, the pushback that some have, like, when you're practicing out in the heat, like, your team's tougher. You're getting yourself ready and more prepared for early season hot football.
We killed our team. That team.
Just wear them.
Well, yeah, the Philadelphia. Remember the Philadelphia game?
Where it was the pickle juice game.
The pickle juice game. Like, we practiced, like, Dave practiced the team like we were the 92, 93 Cowboys. We weren't. We weren't that good. We weren't that mentally tough. We weren't. You know, there were so many things about, if you have a team that's mentally tough, that can handle that kind of things, then by all means, find a way to get a little heat in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if you do it every single day, it does wear on your team. It absolutely wears. It'll break your team.
Definitely.
But they can have the best of both worlds because they come back to the Star, and when they come back for training camp at the Star, aren't they just in the Ford Center?
Yeah.
They're just keeping it AC. Like, at that point, you could have a couple of practices. It's like, hey, we're going to go outside and we're going to test ourselves
a little bit. If you're going to open the season, say, in Tampa or Miami or one of those places, then, you know, maybe you think about, you know, now Arizona used to be a team that would play at Sun Devil Stadium, and you would think, oh, my gosh, it's terrible out here. Well, now they're indoors.
Sure.
So there's so many indoor places that you play in during the season.
That's true.
But if you're going to open the season, we saw that with Miami and played Buffalo. Wasn't that an early season game where?
Yeah, Buffalo's coming to Miami and they're just out of gas.
And they just get
completely destroyed.
Yeah.
Here was Dak talking about his health. We gave this update earlier on the show, but you can hear it from him. He had his annual pro camp in North Texas. I believe this was in Southlake earlier, and this is what Dak had to say about his health prior to camp.
I'm healthy. I'll be full go for camp. I'm healthy. Yeah, look, I think soon here I'll probably get an official sign off from Doc.
But he's fully healthy. Yeah. Pretty pumped. I mean, Dak, we talked about earlier how good he was looking. He also went on to talk about George Pickens and the involvement that Pickens has had working with him from the moment he arrived in Dallas. He said that knowledge, that involvement, it shows you a guy that loves football. And that, to me, delegates a lot of the things you heard in the past about him. Great dude, loves his teammates, and is excited as hell for the season. I know he is, and I know he's happy to be in a fresh new spot and excited for what he's going to do for us. You go turn on that guy's tape, he's getting separation. He's got separation even when he's not getting the ball at times. And when he doesn't have separation, he's still making catches. So it's not going to be hard for me. It's about getting the ball near that guy, and he will be George Pickens. Go turn on the tape. He's great at doing it.
Yeah, I do love hearing him say that because that's really what you want. Pickens, he will have times of separation, of course, but there's plenty of times where he doesn't necessarily look overly open, but at that size with that catch radius, he is open. And so I just hope that Dak has the trust to just get him the football, even though he doesn't always look maybe 100% wide open.
There will be some practices where he throws the ball and Dak's going to come by afterwards and say, like, you'll hear it on the field, he says, I didn't think you're open. I didn't think you're going to get that one. His ability to go get the football, even when covered, there'll be some secondary guys that will have really good coverage and the ball will be right there and he'll find a way to go get it. He's just that type of
acrobat
player.
In the air, man. He really absolutely is. His ability to high point the football, incredible. Now, we chatted a little bit on Love of the Star about this and encourage you to go and listen to Brian and I's new episode up now on Odyssey and on 105.3thefan.com. But Tyron Smith, who talked with our buddy Nick Harris, also Joseph Hoyt of the Dallas Morning News. He's now got himself his Big and Beautiful, which is a summit for offensive linemen in Las Vegas. So it's kind of similar to Tight End U that George Kittle's tried to do. But this offensive line summit, which was hosted by Tyron, was a chance for linemen to have their getaway in a unique offensive line way. They worked on UFC grappling techniques with fighters. They even attended UFC 317, which was the card we watched with Zero at my place a couple weeks ago, Eric. They worked on their blocking technique. They shared tips, tricks of how they've learned from different other coaches, players. So Tyron trying to impart wisdom now on some of the others. Tyler Guyton, a member in attendance. You also had Penei Sewell of the Lions. Former Cowboys center Tyler Biadasz, now in Washington. Tyler Smith was also there with Tyler Guyton. So pretty awesome. I mean, Tyron had good things to say about Tyler Guyton. And he said, you know, he really thinks that physically he's got everything. He needs to work on technique. I was trying to teach him my mindset and what I'm looking at and how I'm striking and how to get that confidence when you strike. You need to know that you can punch through anybody and you can punch anything they throw at you. The main point is knowing your spots, knowing where to hit, and having confidence in it. So it really is. I mean, for Guyton, and we've talked about this, he was so young, he's so raw, super talented type of player, but just hadn't played a lot. He started 1 year at OU. So I love anything that we're hearing about Guyton putting in the work and getting himself some reps here with Tyron Smith and Tyler, also a fellow teammate there. They're going to be working together on the left side. I think that's also something of note. Those two guys getting a feel for one another.
Yeah, I love that Tyron Smith is embracing the role of just trying to take this dude under his wing a little bit, even though he's not playing anymore. He's not here. And he's talking about how he wants Guyton to go and be better than him. This is encouraging. It's fair to have some hope and some optimism that Guyton's going to step in year two and be a much better version of himself.
Very optimistic in that regard. All right, we'll get to the Bill Barnwell rankings. I know we got Football's Finest coming up. We can bring that up a little bit later on in the show, but we got Krusty's Corner coming up on the other side.
Hey, listen, you're going to need these three guys to be really good, and I'll give you a reason why.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. We got Sounds of the Day coming up on the other side, around the rim at 4:20. We got Jared Sandler at 5, followed by Kamar Rocker for the Rangers Players Show at 5:20. Looking forward to that. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Broadus.
Thank you very much there, Wooly. Appreciate that. I think you mentioned, though, that we had a Love of the Star.
Yeah.
So give that a listen after our show today if you want. If you're out walking around, doing some exercise, driving your car, whatever, give it a listen. I really do enjoy, I think in June and July, it's kind of tough because you don't have all the content. So I think it's always a challenge to try and create content. But I do love when the fans ask questions. You know, we try and kind of figure those things out. Fans come up with some really good questions that were, you know, that we're able to kind of dive into and make you think a little bit about the team and stuff like that. So I'm always appreciative when they chime in, and then we have those shows where it's like, okay, we got 6 questions we're going to get through here, you know, because sometimes you say you're going to take questions. I know this, we do this, and Derek Eagleton's probably listening right now. We do it on the break. Derek goes, "Are we going to take your questions today?" And we don't get to one question, you know, because we got other things kind of going on there, stuff like that. So anytime you get to answer a few questions,
fun. And we got some good ones, man.
We got some really good ones. So check it out, Love of the Star. You get it on your Odyssey podcast or wherever
app or wherever you get your podcast.
There you go. I knew it was some catchy phrase like that.
There's even some nooks and crannies where there are no podcasts, but you could actually find Love of the Star there.
It's amazing.
It's like one of the few that really cut through.
What do you mean? Like it's on something else?
I'm just
everywhere.
Yeah, it's just, it's all over
the
place.
It's prestige.
You know, there's some days where like really I think you're serious about things.
And why would you do that? See, that's a you.
Then there are other days where I'm like, why? Why do I even?
Today's a why day.
Today is the why day for sure. Oh, by the way, did you guys see that clip, the picture on Twitter?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you what it was. There was some guy in Kansas City, somebody in the media.
Oh, bro. Yes. Fat shaming Mahomes.
Oh, we have the sound. Crisscross applesauce?
Oh, okay. We have the photo. Yes. This is great. Okay. This is the situation. We have the sound for later in the program. Okay. And we have the photo of this dude sitting crisscross applesauce in the booth of a restaurant. I believe Culver's, overrated. And he's a grown adult sitting crisscross applesauce. Okay.
Okay.
And he's fat shaming Mahomes.
He's fat shaming Mahomes as he's just completely housing a.
Yeah, he's just shoveling French fries into his face,
just got it.
Giving sports takes.
I just didn't know that. You got to be careful, man. People like take pictures of you, kind of make you look like, why?
Well,
like
the caption, crisscross in a booth.
Well, the caption was, why does this guy still have a job?
Well, and he actually doesn't in Kansas City radio anymore. He's a podcast guy now.
Oh, okay.
So the sound of him that we're going to have fat shaming Mahomes is him via his podcast
as he's slamming a Culver's.
Yeah.
Honestly,
you're right about that thing being overrated.
You got a bad order.
No, you guys oversold that thing.
Hey, I had had a one previous time at the Colony location. Yeah. Maybe that location is just doing it right.
I guess
really good.
You guys figured out
there.
That like you didn't tell me you had to order like 4 things off the menu like you guys did.
Well, yeah, because the patties are paper thin.
Yeah,
we learned that in real time.
You got to load it up. The patty melt, Whataburger size.
Patty melt was a true embarrassment.
No, that was absolutely disgraceful.
Our guys at Whataburger, Travis Hill, would never let that happen in the Dallas location.
The Whataburger patties are just thicker and more delicious.
That's the problem. You get the Whataburger patty melt, and then you start going other places, and you're like, oh, I'll just get the patty melt, and it's like, none of them really hit the same.
It ain't gonna work. All right. I teased why these 3 are going to be important. You can figure out what 3 I'm talking about.
Tyler Guyton always comes to mind. Is he one of them?
No, he's not one of them.
Okay. These are all starters.
These are probably three of the most important guys you're going to have this year.
Deron Bland.
No.
Is the quarterback's out of this?
Quarterback's out of this one.
Okay, no quarterback.
All right.
All right, Micah.
No.
Kenneth Murray?
No. Okay.
Mozzie Smith.
No. Let's keep going. This
Mozzie
is good.
Smith.
We're going to get this.
No, you won't.
We will.
Osa.
No.
Donovan Wilson.
No.
Terrence Steele.
No.
Cooper Beebe.
Yeah, that's one.
Cooper Beebe. Nailed it. Nice work, Wolchuk.
Is it the interior of the offensive line?
It is
all 3 of them?
It is the interior, and I'll tell you why.
All right. It took me a while. I got on the same wavelength as you.
Tyler Smith.
Yeah, there you go.
Would the other one be Booker?
Yeah, Booker.
Yeah, give me Tyler Booker as
this
well.
This is why these three are going to be the most important for you. And we talk about the tackles quite a bit, which I think the tackles are going to be important. But we just got this list from ESPN, right? Yeah.
Oh, the D-tackle list.
The D-tackle list.
Now, yes. I intentionally was not really trying to get too familiar with it. I mean, if we want to guess around,
well, if Osa
I'd
wasn't on it, then what's the list even for?
Well, he's an honorable mention.
All right, at least they mentioned him.
I'm going to tell you why. Mazi? I'm going to tell you why this defensive tackle list is important.
Because of the division?
You're going to play a lot of these cats this year.
Oh, no. Are we going through all the top 10? Are we playing all of them?
No, let me tell you it goes on the honorable mention front.
Oh crap.
Christian Wilkins, honorable mention from the Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach Allen from the Denver Broncos.
Broncos.
That's a good front.
Yeah. Kenny Clark from the Packers.
Mm. Go Pack.
Elam McNeil from the Lions.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Elam McNeil, man.
When's he supposed to come back? Because he got hurt. That was a season ender last year. Can you dodge him? Can you avoid playing him?
I don't think so.
Probably not. That's a late in the season game, too. He's probably back.
Deron Payne.
Yeah.
Those are all honorable mentions.
Great.
Those are the honorable mention dudes.
And you'll see all those dudes.
All of them. Take a guess who the number one defensive tackle is, and according to the ESPN anonymous scout dudes.
Chris Jones?
He's number two. Another guy you'll face.
Oh, it's Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, Dexter Lawrence, yeah.
Dexter Lawrence is number one on this list.
They put him at one.
The Giants have one hell of a front.
They do.
Led by him.
Say this about old Dexter Lawrence. His highest ranking among the scout guys, the guys like me that like to talk off record, but they really don't like the, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something, but don't use my name.
You didn't hear this from me,
you
but.
You didn't hear this from me, but I'm telling you something that you need to print. Okay, but don't, it's not for me. I can't tell you, I'd love to have a dollar for every time I've said that. Every time. His highest ranking among the scout dudes was one. His lowest ranking was five.
Wow.
He's 27 years old. Would you like to guess what his ranking was last year?
10?
No.
Three.
Football guy of the day.
Surprised he was that Appreciate high that. Last year.
Lawrence's game reached a new stratosphere in 2024 when he expanded his arsenal and added a 9-sack season to already a stellar resume.
Well, just looking at his pressures from a nose tackle, he's got over 100 pressures with the last three seasons combined.
Yeah.
Well, I remember there was like a crazy stat about the double team rate, and he was facing
all the time.
Maybe the most in the sport and had like the pressure success. The success rate was, I mean, historically high.
Yeah. Dominating the run was always the agenda for Lawrence. He has the balance, power, flexibility, footwork, acumen. Did I say that right? Acumen?
Yeah. Acumen.
Acumen. To post big sack numbers in the past, the knock on Lawrence was he missed too many near sacks. Be a nice thing to have. No longer, though. Lawrence racked up quarterback takedowns while facing 75% double team rate, higher than any other interior lineman. The Giants saw him improve his ability to transition off blocks, to be great on the move, and finish with takedowns. This is what a scout said about him. I thought he should have been a defensive player of the year with the season he had. He's a true zero technique. Zero technique, folks, are guys that line up right on your nose. They're not a one. They're not a two. They're not a three. They're zero, right on your nose.
Right over the center.
Right over. Yeah, you can be over the center of the guard. You can line up just anything head up. Zero technique.
Cool.
He said, the scout said, I thought he took his pass rush to a different level, and I think he would have had a double-digit sacks if Brian Burns and Thibodeau stayed healthy. He's a true three-down game wrecker who needs attention on every single snap.
Now you can add Abdul Carter into that mix.
It's the rare nose tackle that is a two-way player in terms of run down, pass down. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. He's going to dominate you.
Right. What he's able to do at that size, that is freakish. And Jalen Carter in your division is kind of getting there too.
Okay, here we go. Chris Jones, Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to face him. Highest rank was a one. Lowest rank was a four. He's 31 years old. He was number one last year. He dominated voting in 2024. Jones looked poised for an Aaron Donald type of run in the rankings. This year, he split votes with Lawrence and, to the lesser degree, Jalen Carter. Wow. in a close race. Jones is still tracking for Hall of Fame and one of the very best interior rushers in the past decade, but he's no longer in a class by himself. What they said about him was, this was a scout, when it comes to the ability to overwhelm inside and win on third down in 2 minutes, he's still the best. He's been one of the face of championship defense for a long time and is next to impossible to block one-on-one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another guy you get to face right there.
Here's Week
another,
one.
Yeah, here's another guy you get to face twice a year. Jalen Carter. He's number 3 on this list.
Jeez.
His highest ranking was a 1. His lowest ranking was a 4. He's 24 years old. A year ago, evaluators around the league projected big things for Carter, who had already shown a knack for beating up top-shelf guards on the line. He validated that faith with an all-pro second team honors, a Pro Bowl, and a nod in a Super Bowl ring. Carter's 4.5 sacks, 8.8% pass rush win rate are not gaudy, but he's the classic need-to-see-him-in-person player. Some sound like something a scout would say. Need to see this guy in person.
Yeah, once you get eyes on him.
Yeah, when you get eyes on him, you'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about. But he's as disruptive as they come. The only thing keeping him out of this top two is experience.
Yeah, I wanted to throw up when he slid all the way to the Eagles in that. He was the best player in that draft, man.
He was the best player in that draft. But that's Jeffrey Simmons from Tennessee. God, I loved him coming out of Mississippi State. He got hurt. He's number 4 on this list. Number 5 is Quinnen Williams.
Okay,
the Jets at number 5. Number 6 is Leonard Williams, Seahawks. Number 7 on this list is Madubuike.
With the Ravens.
Namdi Madubuike for the Ravens. Saw him last year. DeForest Buckner still playing at a high level at number 8. Number 9 is Vita Vea, Tampa Bay. And the number 10 is Cam Hayward. But you're going to face, I mentioned all those honorable mentions, Wilkins, Allen, Clark, McNeil, Payne, and then you get the first, you get the top 3 on this list coming in at you this season. So,
pack of lunch, boys.
I feel like there's a reason why you drafted a guy like Booker to have to deal with those inside players like these guys we're talking about right now.
You added power in the middle.
Yeah,
that's for damn sure.
Sure,
Kobe Turner's another one of those guys with the Rams that I think is going to be jumping up that list after this year. That Rams defensive line looking pretty damn good. Luckily, you dodged them this year. All right, let's get to NFL sounds of the day. Asante Samuel's making me feel really good about one of my bold predictions. We got Kirk O'Chains, and is this the eye roll of the week nominee? We'll do that next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.